Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Holtcast. It is Cole Pettum here as always, but in a different sense. You'll hear from me for about the next 15 seconds or so. But anyways, we decided to switch things up a little bit here for this edition. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to do a full recap of the 1-1 draw against Burnley. So we thought, you know what, our very own Sebastian Bacon, he's at Villa Park. He's sitting in the Holt end with his brother Luke. So why not give him the reins for about 4 minutes or so, get his thoughts, and throw them up there. So it's going to be a very quick one, but anyways, we'll see how you guys like it. Let us know if you like it. And anyways, let's get over to Seb.
Yes. Yeah. Aston Villa 1, Burnley 1, the penultimate game of the season and the final game of the season at Villa Park. I'm not sure about how the audio is going to come out. This is something a bit different on the Holtcast channel. Straight reaction from the game inside Villa Park. I'm sat with my brother Luke here. Luke, how did you find it?
It was a typical where you could tell Burnley were organised. You could tell that they were, you know, fighting for survival. I was just a bit disappointed with Gerrard's lineup tonight at first. I thought it was quite intriguing. But I just feel that we played into Burnley's hands, having the two narrow number 10s. Didn't create enough. And with Tarkowski and Collins, they're so good in the air that we couldn't crack them open. So I feel that we should have gone up top here tonight, in my honest opinion.
I think Ings made a great impact when he initially came on. I think his first touch was a volley that ended up just wide of the post in the end. But it seems as though we're telling the same stories after every game, where the fact that we missed plenty of good enough chances to seal the game. But then again, Burnley could have easily won as well. Do you think it was a fair result in the end?
I think it was, I think on the balance of play, we had more possession. I think we had the better chances. If you look at what Burnley actually created, in terms of that, there was a few shots on target in the second half, one that went straight down Martinez's throat. Then there was the handball decision that we couldn't see from where we're sitting up in the upper hole. But I think on the balance of play, I think Villa would deserve the 3 points, because Pope was the busiest of keepers. But I think some of the shots, we again, like you said, we've just not been clinical tonight. And I think it's going to be an absolute massive summer ahead, because I think there'll be quite a few surprises because I don't think some of these players are good enough to get to where Gerrard wants Aston Villa to become.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'd probably agree with you, and I won't bore you into details about the summer, because at the end of the day, it's very cold and I would like to go home. Any standout performers for you today?
I think Chambers is solid when he comes in. I know he didn't have much to hand, but he handled Barnes quite well tonight. I think Emi Brendier was hit and miss. Obviously, he conceded a penalty, but he was in the position to score the goal. As I spoke to you about during the game, the only disappointment that I had was Chukwuemeka. I think he gave the ball away too easily. And yes, he might be a real talent, but I think he's got a lot to improve on, because we were saying, like, the massive difference, even though there's the age gap, the difference between him and Ramsey tonight. And I think Ramsey, even though 3 years older, is leaps and bounds over Chukwuemeka at the moment, but we'll wait and see what happens there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me it felt as though Chukwuemeka had a chance to grasp the game tonight, but he didn't seem to take it. And just finally, before I let you go, last question is, we have obviously been linked with Tarkowski in the summer. How did you make of his decision today, and how do you think he could slot into our side next season?
I think it'll be interesting. I think it all comes down to the exits and how bad Ox's injury is. But it's like what I said, I think with Callum Chambers, Chambers is a solid centre-back. So is James Tarkowski better than what we've got? And that's the
questions to answer, really.
Once again, I hope you guys enjoyed that little chat between Seb and his brother Luke just leaving Villa Park in the Holt End. We would have liked to make it around 10 to 15 minutes or so, but they're actually being asked to leave, obviously, with everyone leaving and probably staff wanting to go home. So anyways, it was much shorter than we hoped for, but if we do these in the future, we'll make them a little bit longer. And of course, like I said before, let us know if you do like these. Maybe I'll reach out to some of the guys that are involved that have season tickets and we can get these things going. But anyways, of course, you can tweet the team at 7500 to Holt on Twitter, email the podcast holtcast@gmail.com. And anyways, we'll leave it there. And don't forget, up the Villa.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.